Oh, God, thank you. Why every head is bowed. Oh, in that wondrous name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Oh, God, like a rocket ship. Like a rocket ship, we're going to be out of here. Thank you, Lord. Oh, it's so wonderful. It's so marvelous. Praise God, you're a perfect God. Oh, how you've written this message across my heart this morning and my sisters and brothers. Oh, I thank you, Lord. It's beyond words, but we just glory in the faithfulness of God. Thank you for being so present, Lord. Lord, let hearts here rejoice. God, let people not be surprised at what the glory of the Lord can do. Don't be ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Oh my goodness, it's redeemed us. It saved us. Hallelujah, it's our life. Now Lord, as we come to you, yes Lord, I ask you to really make me sober for your sake here. But Lord, I just want to glory in the Lord. Let your Spirit pour forth in our lives. God, may the truth go out in such abundance this morning. Convict our hearts, Lord. Help us to make the move. And Lord, if it be that final move into glory this morning, wouldn't that just be fine? We praise you and thank you for your faithfulness. And in the wondrous name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Oh, he's so wonderful. He is. I didn't think that dear sister was going to sing. They were practicing today, and honey, you just, I just stay in the glory today. You'll see what I'm talking about. Let's open our Bibles to 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 and 2 this morning. 2 Timothy chapter 4, start reading verse 1. I charge thee, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Preach the word. Be instant, in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort, with all long suffering and doctrine. Now last week, brothers and sisters, I was thankful. We were instructed of the word to love God, to wait on God, and to serve God. And today, praise God, it's preach the word. Preach the word. And I'm so grateful to him, because it's not just preach the word, it's Brother Paul being convicted for bridal saints to run and to finish with joy. I charge thee. I charge thee. This is the commander telling his lieutenants, take it out. Preach the word. Maybe in 1 Timothy 3:15 it shows the same urgency. And that's 1 Peter 3:15. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. And all I'm hearing the Lord tell me today is, tell it like it is. Tell it like it is. Let's quit beating around the bush. Let's quit trying to sugarcoat things, but tell it like it is. Brothers and sisters, when the Spirit makes intercession, when the Spirit gives you utterance, don't hold back. Tell it like it is. Give out the Word of God in the boldness of the Spirit. The Lord so preciously has been dealing with me. The times that I have wasted, maybe you haven't, but I assure you, you're right there too. But the times that I have wasted, the opportunities of glory that I've squandered in my life because I wanted a more convenient time, because I was looking for the perfect place and the perfect words to tell somebody. And let me tell you something, that's just the enemy. The enemy robbing you and robbing me of the glory the Lord wants us to have. And I'm talking about the excuses, brothers and sisters, that we make in putting off the conviction of the Lord. And I'm here to tell you today, no more. no more. It's time. It's time to preach the word, not just from a pulpit. Everywhere. Everywhere. Be in season. Be in season. Out of season, be in season. Be ready to give every man an answer. Because you know what? Every man's got a question. Why am I so miserable? Why do you have something? How can you smile in this day and age? How can a peace be upon your life when I'm worrying about, will I have a job tomorrow? Huh? Come on now. Will I have somebody that loves me tomorrow? Will my kids listen to me tomorrow? Let me tell you something. I'm not worried about tomorrow. I know who's got tomorrow. And I'm so thankful I'm living in today. And not just in these moments that these, mindless wonders try to get on TV and promote. And they're just devils. Yeah, I'm in the moment. I'm caught in the moment of a twinkling of an eye. And I'm looking for Jesus Christ to appear. And that's the moment that He's called us to. And I'm telling you, man, we embrace that, brothers and sisters. It's glory. I get it. It's just as Brother Hill used to tell me all the time, son, be looking for the Lord to come. And even if He didn't, it's just about almost as good as if He did. Yeah, amen. Say, oh, I don't know about that. Well, get over there and you'll understand about knee-deep clover that he'd been talking about all those years. It's fat time, isn't it? Praise God, it's fat time. The wealth that surrounds us, brothers and sisters. And yet we continue to make excuses. I'm tired of living a life of thou almost persuadest me. How about you? Oh, I almost made the move today. I was right there to tell my children, no longer are we going to let the enemy in our house. We're going to serve the Lord today. It's going to change. And it can change in a moment. When faith comes in, it floods. When you ask Jesus Christ in the name of Jesus Christ, I'm telling you, it's different. It's different. And you know it. Even those of you, praise God, that by His grace are walking with Him. We have moments. We have moments of unbelief. Sure we do. But I'll tell you, every moment of unbelief that's been met in Jesus' name. Oh, I love it. In Jesus' name. No, Jesus is here. It's good now. Jesus is here. It's peace now. Jesus is here. It's rest now. He's come. Praise God, as that little man in the tree. I'm coming to your house today. I'm coming to your house today. Oh, hallelujah. But brothers and sisters, it's no more. Thou almost persuadest me. No, we don't have time. We don't have time. You don't. You say, oh, well, I've got this and I got to put this in order. No, you don't. Brother Stephen, I'm so thankful for that brother. Very brief life. But he made it count, didn't he? There he was, a young man. He could have gave way. He could have said, you know what, I'll just give in right now. Lord, you'll save me from this. And then, you know what, I'll be a mighty preacher and be able to come back and tell these people. Oh, no, he didn't, you know. He took the moment of glory that was at hand. He seized it. He says, I'm not going to let this moment of glory pass me by. These ravenous wolves that want my life. You can't do a thing to me. This is God's work. And he apprehended the glory that was before him. He seized the moment. And he lived the life up until the very end of, I'm going to give every man an answer. As the Spirit gave him utterance. And as he glowed. And as they were convicted to the heart. And they gnashed their teeth. And they were cut to the core. He preached the word. And the Lord took him home. What about it, brothers and sisters? Does it mean that much to us? Are we just in a different date and time? Jesus has been gone some 2,000 years, so it's waning. No, it's not. it's ever increasing. It is. A bridal heart is ever increasing. It's not complacent. I saw a sister yesterday who is up there a little bit in years for a bride. And the thing that gave me such glory and hope is I don't think I've ever seen a bride so grateful to have her wedding day. It was amazing. It really was. It was absolutely amazing. There was a gratitude. There was a thankfulness. It wasn't about the day. It was about the marriage. It was about taking her husband's name. I want bridegroom written across me. How about you? I do. You better pray for me. I might just really scare you this morning. Oh my. It's just too good to pass up. But we need to be ready to give every man an answer. Now, I want to make sure that we don't run amok with this either. This isn't a free ticket or a free pass to go running at the mouth. This isn't. Come on now. And you know what I mean. But this is heart conviction time, brothers and sisters. This is sent by the glory of God. This is sent by God to edify. Edification to promote the godliness, to promote spiritual growth. What do you think of that, huh? Praise God. Bring in the honey. Bring in the salve. Here it comes. Praise God, it's on the wing. I know what you need because the Word told me what each and every one of us need. Preach the Word. Preach it. Let it be known. Cry it from the mountaintops. Just like this sister sang today. He rose. It's finished. Devil, your time is just about up. But I'm rejoicing that Christ Jesus has made me righteous and holy. And I don't care what that brother, and he is my brother, giving your heart to Jesus Christ, you're my brother. What he believed at the end, God help him. But you know one thing, God did step in and he said, it's time to come home. What shall separate you from the love of God? Oh, in your mind, maybe you want something to separate. Oh, well, that's not right. He didn't do... Oh, watch those words. Stop yourself. Stop yourself. You're insulting the Father who gave his son just for that. Now we know the Lord doesn't want us to turn away. There's nothing more that he wants. And he tells us very clearly in his word, I want all men to be saved. He does. That's his desire. He's not a respecter of person. But we know that all men aren't going to be saved. We've lived long enough. We see it. The word of God told us so. But it didn't stop there, did he? Not just be saved, but come to a full, a complete, an exact knowledge of the truth. People ask me all the time, well, how do I know what the Lord wants me to do? He wants you to do just that. He told you very clearly. But you're looking for something else. I've been there. I've done that. God is settling me down. Grow up into Him in all things. All the fullness of God. How many times and how many ways does He tell us? This isn't just for teachers or pastors or people that are just getting on in years that, man, they could really see Jesus here quick. You could see Jesus here in a moment. Amen. Do you have any little blood cells and things that could go wrong? I'll scare you right now. You're but a step between you and death, and it's only the good Lord that keeps you. Quit worrying about your body. Stop it. Cease from that fear. Know who keeps you. We had a pastor for years, and I do believe it. He can keep you without a heart. Don't care how it's functioning. It don't matter. He's got it. It could be enlarged. It could be small. It could be beating. It could stop. Nothing's hard for God. Remember, this is God we're dealing with here, brothers and sisters. And all we're called to do by His grace is preach it. Believe it. Live it. Let it be alive in us. It's time to get bold in the Lord and tell it like it is. Brothers and sisters, this is the perfect love that casts out all fear. I'm telling you, it's perfect. It overcomes you. I've told you many times, this is a shy vessel. But when I have the glory of the Lord, I can't be shy. Praise God, it overcomes. Preach the word overcomes. Preach the word overcomes my shyness, my politeness, my political correctness, that God help you, get rid of it. It's time. Don't be afraid what man can do unto you. He can't do anything if God be for you. And let me tell you something, if you're his child, you're favored. It doesn't matter. Get bold in the Lord. Ooh, well, I got whacked on that one. Well, good. You're suffering for his name's sake. It's wonderful. Happy are ye. Are these real words? Is it alive? Is it living? Is it God's word? Sure it is. I don't care what they're telling you. I appreciate it. They're mocking the Lord. Oh, look what they're doing. They're taking Christ out of schools. They're taking "In God We Trust" off the money. They're doing all that. Yeah, it hurts my heart, yes. But hallelujah, I know Jesus is coming. They can't help but do what's in the Word of God. Let the Lord turn it around for you. You can't lose. You can't. Do you get it? Do I get it? It's not just optimistic, it's a fact. Remember the fact we talked about today? Well, this is the fact. He's God. He's God. And he's coming. And hallelujah, he's coming. And he said these things must come to pass. And you can say, oh, I waited so long. How long do you think he's waited? Come on now. Don't you think Jesus is excited to see you? He is. He wants that bride. He wants to see her. He's excited. He's seeing what the Holy Spirit is doing. He's looking there with the Father. Oh, can you see my brother so-and-so and sister this and that? And look at them. They're getting ready for me to come. They're going to be my bride. I was excited about marrying my wife. Absolutely stoked. It was incredible. But I'm telling you what. It's not even a drop in the ocean to how excited he is to marry his bride. Oh my, wouldn't it be wonderful if we were really dialed into God? What do you think, huh? You think so? I'm talking about living a life by his leading. I'm talking about leaving behind all of these pre-plans up here. Got to get rid of that. What's the life we live by now? By faith, right? By faith, I'm talking complete leading and confidence in the Father. Well, it's not just a nice thought. Jesus Christ came and he lived as man to show us how. To show us how. And you can say, well, that's great. That was Jesus. But he left the very power of his might to fulfill it in you. Do you know that? Do you know that? We overcome through him. We overcome because of his love. We overcome because of the Holy Spirit that he has sent specifically to perfect and refine and to receive of him. And I don't know about you, but I received the blood 4 or 5 years old. Don't really know the day, but I received it. And let me tell you something. You receive the blood, it's a complete washing. You're cleansed. Completely done. It's gone. All that sin. I'm his child. I'm holy and I'm righteous. I have the very life of his son in me. And I don't come proud. I come so thankful to him. In such gratitude to him. And I think, oh Lord, I just want to live for you. I do. I want you to grow in me. I want to be pleasing. Because I see how I'm washed. I see how every supply is in that blood. Everything that you ever wanted me to be is in that blood. That wonderful grace is in that blood. Oh, hallelujah. He came down. And brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you this. The call is not, it can be ours. The call is, it should be ours. It should be ours. I'm telling you. By faith, go in and possess the land. Wasn't that awful to read of those Hebrew children? I'll just say the Frady cats. God was sitting there and telling them, go in and possess it. I've given it to you. Those young and strong. And here's Caleb, up in years, coming back. Let's go! It's ours! Let's take it! They thought he was a nut. You've lost your mind, man. There's giants in the land. That makes it even more special. There's giants in the land today. That's what's so incredible. That's why the bride's coming out of this age. It's more wicked than it's ever been. Praise God! We need to get excited about this. This is the bridal time. This is where God has put us. Why do you think Brother David lived such a full and incredible and rich life? Brother King David. Full, incredible, and rich life. Why? Because he was bold in the Lord. He was bold in the Lord. He didn't care. Man, he ripped his clothes off and was dancing before the Lord. This was the king. His wife got embarrassed. Oh, man, what a nut. I got to go get some clothes and oh, the kingdom's going to be out of order. And God shut up her womb. You better get rid of your inhibitions with the Lord. I'm telling you. This is full out time. I want to rejoice in Him. I want full glory to come in my life. Oh my goodness, I don't want to hesitate. I want to be like this sweet little David. It was so wonderful what God did in his life. He tested God. He tried Him at His word. He lived the life of not only tell it like it is, He lived it like it is. Oh yeah. It wasn't just here. It was in the deed. It was in everything. Let me tell you something. I'm not encouraging anybody here to do it today. But when you do disrobe and you dance before the Lord, one of two things. And we'll just address the first one. You're living it like it is. Amen? Amen. Amen. Don't be ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Come on now. It's just too good. Come on. This is our family. This is our Lord. We got to get with it, brothers and sisters. You think about this sweet brother David. From a boy, he went out there and he dealt with those bears and the lions. It says, I was reading it again last night. He grabbed that lion by the beard. Huh? And he walked up to those soldiers that they were facing Goliath. And he was just dumbfounded. His daddy just wanted him to bring the food. And here he comes, and he's looking. And they're all huddled and curled up in a fetal position, going, oh, you know it. And there were those ungodly just mocking. Making fun of him. And he came in, and he said, man, this is the people of God. What are you doing? You're children of the king. Who are we? What are we doing? It's not time to cower. It's not time to break. Oh no. And that dear little boy, he said, you know what? You're not going to diss my God. You're not going to mock Him. I'm here in the power and the strength and the might. And it wasn't a long battle, was it? And it said he hastened at that giant. He didn't just go in there slowly. He took off. He ran at him. Boom. And he was just gloried in the Lord. I don't even have a sword. That old Saul, he wanted to give him his armor. He said, man, this isn't tried. I've never tested this stuff. The only thing I've tested is Jesus Christ. All I know is Jesus Christ and Him crucified. It's all over the Word of God. That's all he knew. It's all he took, and that's all he needed. That other baggage, that was all going to slow him down. He couldn't have ran at him fast enough. Think if he was one step slow or whatever as he let go of that. It could have missed. It had to be exact to get a stone to sink in a forehead. And God guided that thing in, and it was done. Let's go get his head now. That's boldness, brothers and sisters. And Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Come on now. It's awesome. Oh, it's awesome. Brother Peter, Brother Peter failed to tell it like it was, didn't he? Yes, he did. He got around those self-righteous Jews and he was afraid. And see, the enemy is very good about that. Very good about that. To get us to, you know what? It'll be easier if you compromise. Just let it slide. Huh? Slide. You can hear the snake in that, can't you? Be aware. God will show you people like that. You'll see it. You'll see the serpents. He'll give you discernment. You'll know the spirit. Oh, yeah. We're not ignorant of the devil's devices, are we? No, we're not. No, we're not. But I'll tell you what. There was a brother Paul. And he withstood him to the face. He didn't write him a letter. He didn't go tell brother so-and-so to go tell him. He withstood him to the face. And what did he tell him? He said, walk according to the truth of the gospel. How we walking? How you walking? Are we walking according to the truth of the gospel? Well, praise God. Praise God. He came in there and he told them like it is. And then it went a little bit further too, brothers and sisters. Remember Barnabas? A man full of the Holy Ghost. Full of the Holy Ghost. And I'll tell you what, you got to watch those ones that are full of the Holy Ghost that are determined. Because you got to determine, what are they determined in? Huh? Come on now. I know I'm not speaking about anybody in this meeting. But this is just a thought. To be prepared. When you're determined in something that isn't the perfect will of God. That sounds good. That feels right. It's a, and you think about this. This was a godly journey. This was a missionary journey. Well, man, we're going to take this brother. We're going to take this brother. We'll get a bus. Well, that's great. Everybody's going to be included. Let's go. Oh, no. This is God's calling. God called this out. God's calling you out. And you better listen to him when he calls. God, get this mind out of there. But what happened was Brother Paul stood to tell it like it is. And he withstood him to the face. And they parted asunder. And Brother Barnabas didn't move. And he still, in his determination, took John Mark. And if you read the story, and I love it, Brother Paul took the grace of God. What do you want to take? Never leave home without it. Amen? It's there for you. It's on you. But are you going to take it within? There's a difference. And that brother took it. And we know where the reward sat. And I'm thankful to God that he told it like it was. He didn't back down. He didn't try to just sugarcoat the scene and, well, we'll get to it later. It was now. That calling, that conviction was now. And praise God, the benefit to Brother Paul and the benefit to Brother Peter and Barnabas. And it was a benefit. It was hard to take at the time, but look what God wrought in both those lives. He brings about the glory, brothers and sisters. And no matter the cost, no matter the cost, it will bless our life. May we realize, brothers and sisters, may we realize the privilege to be used to inspire, to truly inspire people into the depths of the truth. I don't want to inspire you to feel good. God, help me to do that. If the Word of God causes you for a moment to feel bad, praise the Lord. I'm convicted here today. That pastor was talking about me. You know what? I love the conviction of the Lord. I do. There was a time early when the Lord called me in to preach. And I was just like, oh, Lord, why are we doing this again? I don't want to. That brother or that sister feels like I'm picking fights with them. Bring it on. Bring it on. We're not fighting. It's conviction. It's conviction. It's the sweetest conviction. We're getting ready for a wedding. And the bride has made herself ready. Oh, hallelujah. The wife has made herself ready. Praise the Lord. And it's wonderful. It's wonderful. But a heart took a stand. And we trust that God takes care of it, just like Brother Paul did. And He'll take care of it with your family. He'll take care of it with your friends. He'll take care of it with your loved ones. But by the grace of God, we need to leave it there and abandon ourselves into the love and the grace of God. And I'm talking about not withholding a thing. Don't withhold a thing anymore, brothers and sisters. We have been called to follow Paul as he followed Christ. And he said, I have not withheld a thing. I have given you the whole counsel of God. I have brought forth the full gospel. Brothers and sisters, we don't just hang in there because it was tradition. We don't hang in there because, well, I'm going to be loyal to brother so-and-so or sister this and that. You need to make the move. And if you're not worthy to leave your mother and your father and your family and your loved ones, you're going to miss it. You're going to miss it. Rebecca, she was fully prepared. She was there at the well. It was so wonderful. We rejoiced in those camels. She had every bit that the Holy Spirit was looking for. We know it. She was beautiful within and without. She brought the service that He was looking for. She fulfilled everything there was. But let me ask you a question. She could have gloried in that and said, wow, that is just great, and went back home and stayed with her family and not go. Would she have ever been the wife? No, she would have passed it by. And brothers and sisters, that's the choice. That's where we're at right now. He has brought you everything. Everything. You're there to go. Sure, you can go back to the family. And it was nice there. There were people of God there. There could have been a lot of sweet fellowship. And it feels good. I want God's best. And sometimes God's best doesn't feel good to this flesh. It just doesn't. It's a hard way. It is. It's a narrow way. It gets so tight in there, you start despairing of your own life. The enemy will come in there and he'll start to even make you question, what did you do? And without a vision, I'd be waylaid. Without a vision of me someday, by the grace of God, lighting off a camel and seeing my bridegroom in the field. And I got a picture of him more and more closely. He's just right about at that window right there. This last stretch is the hardest, I understand. I'll tell you about these runners that run the 440 and the 880 even. You talk about the, as they say, hitting the wall. I was talking to a fellow about that and he said, man, that's the hardest race. It is. But brothers and sisters, to finish well with joy. I'll close with this. We put forth the whole counsel of God. Put it forth in your life. And don't give a thought to how it's received. Don't. No more preconceived expectations of how it's going to be received. The only expectation that you have when you live your life by the grace of God is in Him. Let Him take care of it. What do you think of that? Can I cause your heart to believe? Absolutely not. Could you cause my heart to believe? Absolutely not. Only the conviction and the dealing of the Holy Spirit can I receive. So I'm going to tell you something. We've been called, brothers and sisters, to plant and water. To plant and water. And then leave it there. And if there is a readied heart, and I know how it grieves your heart, I've got loved ones that are wasting time. Plant and water and leave it there. You just got to leave it. And if there is a heart, I'm going to tell you something. He'll bring the increase. He did it in me. He did it in you. He's the same faithful God that wants you to grow up. To supply the bridal body, brothers and sisters. It's a wonder. It's an absolute wonder. But we have got to want it. You got to want it. By the grace of God, you do. There has to be a desire. Got to taste it. Get your head up. It's thick in here today. Take a bite. I'm telling you. And tell it like it is. Like it's the last opportunity you got. And live it like it is. Like it's the last breath that you're ever going to take. Be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. I think we're ready to go. I think we're ready to go. Let's bow our heads. Lord, thank You for dealing with us. Lord, thank You for deep cuts. Thank You for conviction. Thank You for the chastening. Lord, let us know it's just all because You love us. Lord, this isn't for us to feel bad or guilty. This is just to really be called to know who we are. Awaken, ye children of the light. Oh, gosh. Lord, we can never be awake enough. Help us not to be weary. Help us not to be sleepy. Quicken us this day like never before. To go forth a people that are expecting and longing and loving Your appearing. In Jesus' name, amen.